Andy Muller, UCD manager, how big a win is that? How important a win is that?
Yeah, it's an important win because it's a win. Still a long way to go in the season. You know, we're only a point above Finn Harps and there's 30 points or so to still to play for. So it's a win. It's a positive for us. First win at home this season. So it's no bigger than that, really. You don't make too much of it.
They scored. You equalised 3 minutes later. Then 7 minutes into the second half, Dara gets sent off. Yeah. But about 6 minutes or so after that, you can correct me if I'm wrong, yeah, Evan Caffrey gets a stunning strike.
Yeah, we've been saying to Evan about shooting a bit more, and that's the reason why he should probably shoot a bit more. So, really pleasing. Our reaction in the second half, our performance is very good. Our reaction to sending off is very good. And we stayed on the front foot as much as we could. So great to get the goal, got us in front, and we defended it really well after that.
Is that the most pleasing thing, that even though they had most of the possession and most of the territory, they didn't really create too many clear-cut chances, and a lot of that was down to the way ye defended?
Yeah, I said that to the boys afterwards. We spoke about half-time, and there was those little small margins in the game in the first half that I didn't think we were being terribly professional about, and we were much better out in the second half. So that's really what won us the game. You know, fantastic goal, all that kind of stuff, but those really small bits that you can notice players in the right position, a yard here or there, that's what won us the game.
Is this a big boost, even though 3 points against Harps is the same 3 points as it is against anyone else, but is this a big boost because of the fact that you were so close, because of the fact that you now go above them?
No, it's just a win. Like every week, we won any week and got above them. It's the same. So, like I said, there's still too many points to go for it to be anything more than that, than just 3 points. So, it's a win. We'll take it, and we just hope to keep that little bit of consistency that we have in our run at the moment going.
Now, it wouldn't be a good night for UCD even without a bit of bad luck. You always seem to get a bit of bad luck here and there. Jack Keeney went off injured. How is he? What's the prognosis?
Yeah,
or do you know?
Listen, we don't know too much yet. He went over his ankle, so we'll get it scanned and x-rayed. And obviously we lose Dara for next week as well with a red card, which I wasn't particularly mad about, to be honest. I don't think it's red card. He's not the type of player as well, so that throws elbows around the place. So I thought that was very, very soft. So we'll miss those two boys probably next week. But listen, that's what squads are for. Young guys are looking for a chance all the time at UCD, and they'll get a chance. So we'll look to the players we have next week and hopefully get a result against Pats.
If Jack is out for next week or a couple of weeks after, and let's hope he's not, but if he is, how big a loss is he?
Yeah, it's a big loss because he's very vocal and he's the leader of the group. So it's like any team, if they lost their captain, you know, it's usually a piece in it. But the thing about it is we've had, like, Alex Dunn has been struggling to get into the team on a regular basis, but he's been absolutely fantastic when he's been in. Michael Gallagher has been brilliant at the centre-half, and we played them there. So those guys will step up, and we've absolutely no qualms about putting them in there. So, listen, man down. Somebody else has to step up. That's all that it is.
And looking at it from the Donegal point of view, I was doing commentary for Highland tonight, but there was three impressive performers who are from Donegal, but on the UCD side, we've talked about Jack already. Yeah. Sam and Michael were really good as well, as they have been all season.
Yeah, listen, we probably have to thank Finn Harps and the academy and how they developed those lads up there when they were younger as well. And Willie, the assistant manager here, Finn Harps man as well. So there's a big connection at the moment between the two clubs. So, listen, the lads are delighted with a win, but like I said, that's all we are, a win. Yep.